you go ahead and start talking anytime.
Hey, you know what we should do on the show one week?
What?
Is interview would-be station volunteers. Just schedule their interviews for between 6 and 7 on Wednesday.
Oh, you're so funny. We don't interview them.
You don't interview them?
You mean like somebody who's offering to come down and work for free?
Yeah, and fold T-shirts and put them in manila envelopes.
Like you're implying that we vet them?
You don't vet them?
that we like decide whether to accept their offer?
You mean anybody that can make it to Montgomery Street is good enough for you?
Even if they can't make it.
That's your criteria? What is your criteria? Well, have you ever turned anyone away?
Not really.
I'll bet you I could find someone that you'd turn away. $100.
No, well, I mean...
Give me a week.
No, we sort of...
Oh, please. I want to do this.
We sort of have. I mean, there have been volunteers who, had problems of one sort or another.
Like what?
You know, like substance problems, perhaps.
You mean they didn't partake? They weren't... They came in straight.
Right.
Yeah.
We have them walk a straight line. And if they can do it, they're out.
Yeah, you just say thank you. I'm afraid this isn't a good fit for us. Okay, so there are some volunteers up there today that we're helping out.
Oh, yeah.
They were sending out swag all day.
Yep.
May I list their names?
Please do.
Nah. They know who they are.
Shauna?
Yeah. They don't need to be. That's not why they do it,
Ken.
Not why they're here, Ken, to hear their name on the radio. They're here because they love the station. They don't need you to thank them on the air.
No, they love hearing themselves thanked on the air.
Like no, they don't need it.
Joe and Shauna, and who are the other two names?
The fact is the sweetest dream that labor knows. Just the fact that they came and did it is thanks enough.
Also, Eric and Rachel.
Yeah, they don't need that.
They really like...
I want them to know I'm not thanking them.
Well, I thanked them. Hey, since we're doing station announcements...
Yeah, go ahead. You go first. I have a few of my own, but you go first.
The next issue of our magazine, LCD, is coming out.
Yeah. And how can people get a copy of that?
Well, we're soliciting for material is what I'm talking about now.
Okay.
Deadline is May 12th.
Especially, like what kind of material? Articles, comics, illustrations?
Especially comics and illustrations.
Yeah. Oh, so you've met your listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Writing submissions.
Very few words. Fewer words are the better, right, Kenny?
No, more than 350.
Yeah, exactly.
Specifically.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're hoping to get something from you as well.
Yeah, good luck on that, by the way. I'm wishing you luck on that.
And people can send their submissions to lcd@wfmu.org.
And what percentage of those do you accept?
Most, I'd say. The last time we got 300 submissions, so last time it wasn't most.
Hey, my son had a joke that he told me, and then I drew it up as a cartoon, and we were just published this week.
Where?
Well, it's a real magazine. I don't want to talk about it because you'll get jealous.
Boy's Life? What magazine is it? Are you in The New Yorker?
No, I wish. No, not The New Yorker.
Not no, that it's, real.
It's a comedy magazine. It's a humor magazine called American Bystander. Wait, I'll show you the cartoon.
American Bystander.
Yeah. I'll show you our cartoon.
Yeah, that's perfect for the radio. Show me your cartoon.
Oh, shut up.
American Bystander. And is it online? People can find it?
I don't know. They can find it, I guess. Wait, hold on. I was going to show you my comic.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, $10.
Damn!
I'd say it's a lot more than you pay your...
It's the last great humor magazine, American Bystander.
Wait, I can't find my cartoon. Oh, here it is. Look, this is Evan's joke, and I drew it. Look, it was just published.
Okay, there's Chuck E. Cheese. Can I describe it for the listeners?
Yeah, it's a guy, it's a bum in front of Chuck E. Cheese, and a couple are walking by, and the husband says to the wife,
"Don't give him anything. He'll just blow it on skee ball." That's pretty good.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Evan and Andy Breckman.
Very good.
Yeah. You want to republish it in your little thing?
Well, I don't want to take, you know, stuff.
Hey, wait, I have a cartoon. Can I submit a cartoon to you?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I have a few of those.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, good. I'm glad
we had. I'll be represented.
I'm glad we had this little discussion.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa.
Well, it's been a great show.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hey. Oh, your chair. Oh, you look. Your chair just kind of collapsed.
Yeah, my chair is losing its will.
You're
to
doing
live.
Physical comedy on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for me.
Yeah, well, I understand you're involved in a very stressful time right now on your new show, Einstein.
Well, it's not a show yet. It's not a show yet. It's all hypothetical.
Oh, tell me about
theoretical.
It.
Theoretical.
That's the word on the street. Word on the street that is the green light was a little premature.
There's a blinking.
Yeah, now it's a blinking green light.
Blinking green light.
It's blinking green and red, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I thought it was a solid green light.
So it's blinking. Well, it's blinking red, and then it alternates between red and a drawing of a guy giving someone the finger.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
It's a blinking red / finger light.
Because they always tell you how much they love it.
Well, we'll see. Maybe there's good news coming. We'll see, baby.
You'll find out in 2 weeks, right?
In a couple weeks. Yeah, they're testing it.
And can we have a celebration if it gets green-lighted?
Well, you'll be celebrating if it doesn't get green-lighted. It means I'll be here. It means you'll have my undivided attention. It means you'll be getting cartoon submissions aplenty.
Right. We can have a celebration either way.
Yeah, I can't lose. Because the show not getting picked up means more time with my WFMU family.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait for that. Maybe you'll come to another staff meeting. I believe you've come to one staff meeting in the over 30 years.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And you were...
I get it. I get the gist of it. I've been to one.
Oh, my God. You were so blown away by that staff meeting.
Yeah. Tell me why.
You don't remember?
No.
You were sitting in the front row, and you were like, this is great. Do you do this all the time? You couldn't believe what a good meeting it was.
Yeah, you were in charge.
How interesting it was.
I know. You were our fearless leader, and I was impressed with your managerial skills. You were fair but firm.
What about all your dirty cartoons?
Wait, am I? Yeah, I could publish anything, right?
Well, we can't have nudity because we use a Midwest printer, and they don't like nudity.
Well, that eliminates over 90% of what I had in mind.
I know. That's the problem. Where do you submit your dirty cartoons?
I just kind of pass it around the dinner table.
Yeah.
Make the grandkids kind of tear up.
Didn't you once get published in Beaver Patrol?
I
recall seeing you in there one time.
No, they didn't. They didn't get my stuff.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good fit.
Too highbrow?
They wouldn't say. Hmm. All they said is, please respect the judge's restraining order. That's all they said.
Oh. Well, that's bad.
Yeah. If you're not allowed to visit the offices of Beaver Patrol, you know your cartoony career has not taken off.
Oh, well. Well, tonight we have a new game to play.
Oh, for the love of God. Do we have to get to this?
Yeah, it's called...
Did we do the Beaver Patrol shtick?
We did.
How'd that go?
It went okay, not as well as during rehearsal, but it was all right.
Did we talk about the volunteers?
Yes.
All right, let's get to
it. Oh, you had some more station announcements you wanted to make.
No, it doesn't matter.
I did the LCD, solicitation.
Can I leave early?
No. No, you can't leave early. Oh, I know what you could announce.
Just play some long songs. What's the longest song they've ever played here?
Well, it was one of our...
Inagata Davida?
No, that's nothing.
It is.
Inagata Davida.
That's 14 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's lightweight in terms of a long song.
Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands?
That's only 11 minutes.
What's the longest song they've played here?
The Devil's Glitch, it's called.
By what artist?
Chris Butler.
I'd love to hear a little bit of that. I'd love to hear 30 or 40 minutes of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could maybe bring it up. Well, it's in the physical record library. I'm not...
Wait, it's a physical record? Well, then it can't be more than like 50 minutes, right?
Well, I think the
CD... Is it continued on the other side of the vinyl? It's a CD.
Yeah, we have it on CD, so it's probably about 75 minutes long on the CD. But I think it goes on from there. I do think it's longer.
Who is this guy?
Chris Butler, former staff member, and you remember the band The Waitresses?
No.
And Tin Huey. You know The Waitresses. Christmas Wrapping.
And what's the name of the song?
The Devil's Glitch.
Can you imagine going to a concert?
Yeah.
And having him begin that song?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine just the sinking feeling in that auditorium?
I think
this is going to be over an hour, this crap.
But, I mean, that's like, what about, you
good know, news for the hot dog vendor in the lobby.
What about operas and symphonies?
Exactly. You're making my point. Exactly. That's right, Ken. It's as good and it's as engaging as operas and symphonies. Very good point, Ken.
I got news for you. People who go see operas and symphonies
generally
like them.
No, they do not. They're just trying to impress you. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes them.
People do.
They
like
do not, Ken.
They do.
No, they don't. They think they're supposed to.
I don't agree. I think they genuine. A lot of them genuinely like it. You think that classical music only exists?
For posers, for posers to impress other posers.
And it must be the same thing about art too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything except Norman Rockwell and cartoons by Evan and Andy Breckman.
Yeah. Well, you sabotaged me trying to announce the topic. We have a new game to play.
Okay, let's play the game. Wait, whose idea was it?
It was yours.
It was?
Yeah, it was yours.
Wait, has it been approved by Pam in San Francisco?
It was approved by Power Mad President Pam.
All right, we're in. I'm in.
She keeps approving all the ideas.
Well, then someone to blame. We should give out her email address.
She does it to annoy me. Tonight the game is called Fun, Fun, Crap.
Fun, Fun, Crap. You mean Fun, Fun, Fun. The lyric is Fun, Fun, Fun. Are you talking about the Beach Boys song?
Yeah, the Beach Boys song Fun, Fun, Fun.
Yeah, so why would you say Fun, Fun, Crap?
Because the game is the Classic Rock Altered Lyric Challenge.
Oh, I see. So they call us up at 201. Wait, what is it?
201-209.
Hold on, 201. It's a new number?
Yes, it's a brand new number.
201-209.
9368.
93. Hold on.
9368.
Wait, hold on. Hold on again. 201. I got that. 209-93-68.
It spells out Love Andy. L-U-V Andy.
201-209. I'm so sorry. I was a little confused. 201.
209.
209. Go ahead.
Which spells out.
Yeah. I got it.
Love.
I got you. Go ahead. 201-209. Go ahead.
L-U-V.
Yeah.
9368.
93. I'm sorry. I was talking. I missed the last two.
It's Andy. It spells out Andy.
9368. Okay.
Yeah.
And you call us up. You recite a lyric from a classic song, a song that both Ken and I are familiar with.
Yeah.
I guess that limits it somewhat,
that
right?
That limits it quite a bit.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I'm into The Waitresses. Are you into The Waitresses?
I love The Waitresses.
Do you ever hear The Devil's Glitch?
I do know that song, yep.
I guess my favorite part of The Devil's Glitch is the 94th verse. And then...
What was that one about?
Oh, it's about sticking it to the man.
Oh.
Partying all night long.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then...
Oh, grab that bell. We need that bell over there.
You know what's the funniest lyric? When Otis Redding sang, I can't do what 10 people tell me to do in Dock of the Bay.
I can't do what 10 people tell me to
That's
do?
That's the lyric, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know that song?
I know that song.
Well, what do you think that lyric is? That's sticking it to the man. 10 people are telling him to do something. He can't do it.
I missed that part of
the... Well, that actually is a perfect segue into our show.
Yeah.
So here's what we want you to do. Recite the lyrics to a classic song, like that Otis Redding song, by the way.
Dock of the Bay.
That posthumous hit.
Right.
And then... But change one word, just one word, not a little dinky, word.
Right, not of or an or the.
Yeah, it can't be
two.
Yeah, it should be a proper noun or something, a real change in the lyric. Just
right.
Just substitute one word for a different word or verb, right? And Ken and I will listen, and when we hear the newfangled word, when we hear your substitute word, I'll ring or Ken will ring. Ken, why don't you ring so they can hear the difference? Okay, that's Ken ringing, and here's me. Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're much louder. You're much louder.
Yeah.
You're
so really, you'll know who it is.
You're really slamming it.
Yeah. Now, what word was I just groping for when I say it can't be a small word? It can't be...
Diminutive?
No, it can't be a
teeny, eeny, eensy? Eeny, meeny?
It can't be an unessential little verb or little word.
Oh, you're searching for loser word.
Yeah, it can't be a contraction. You know, it has to be like just substitute words. Like, for example, you said fun crap.
Yeah.
Well, that would be too obvious.
That would
you be and obvious. I both know the Beach Boys.
Yeah,
we know the correct answer is fun, fun, fun.
Right.
So any word in any lyric, just think of a lyric. I guess
you could choose. For example, "Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands."
Yeah.
But here's the problem with
"Sad Eyed Lady of the Puke Lands." Then I would.
Right.
It should be Lowlands.
Yeah, Lowlands.
That would be my point.
Not Puke Lands.
Yeah.
But they have to get to it within a minute, wouldn't you say?
I don't care.
I do.
I've stopped caring. So it doesn't really affect me.
I don't want a 5-minute recitation of "Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands."
That would be great. With your mercury lips and your something something mouth. And then there's all this stuff about, isn't there a lyric in there about the furnace not working or something?
Your magazine husband.
Your magazine husband.
Who had to go.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
If somebody recited those lyrics.
I'm going to put that over there until...
Boy, Dylan poses a real challenge.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He uses so many damn words. It's just blah, 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 blah.
Even... Aren't you impressed that Dylan himself, in his prime, didn't need a teleprompter? Could do all those songs, could do... top to bottom, "Sad Eyed Lady," "Hard Rain's Gonna Fall," top to bottom.
Not that impressed.
Oh, shut up.
He was on speed, makes it easy to memorize. I know. Phone number is 201-209.
Why bother?
9368.
It's over.
What do you mean it's over? People are choosing their song. We gave them some homework to do. They have to choose the song, and then they have to decide which word they're going to change.
Just one word for another word. And it can't be just a small little minor. I'm kind of worried about our listeners.
A loser word.
Is that what they're called?
They're officially called loser words. Yeah. The and.
Yeah, exactly.
Of.
Well, we're in the toilet. We're in the Northern Hemisphere, so our show going down the toilet is spinning around clockwise, right?
If we were
in Australia, right, broadcasting from Australia,
yeah,
the show would be spinning counterclockwise.
Not true.
Not true?
It would have to be a gigantic toilet for it to be spinning counterclockwise.
It is. It is.
How big? It would have to be like half the size of Australia.
You haven't been listening? It's been 20 minutes. You haven't been listening? It's huge.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hi, it's Sam the Appraiser.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, help us out here, Sam.
With what?
I mean, do you have a lyric you can recite with one word that is that's been?
Oh yeah.
Okay, one word that has been transfigured, that's been changed.
Tell us the name of the song first.
It's called 16 Going on 17.
I believe the lyric is 16 Going on 30.
No. You lose.
Okay, I am 16 going on 17. Wait, now that is from that's a show tune.
From The Sound of Music.
Okay, I am 16 going on 17. I'm ready. We're ready with the lyrics.
Okay. I am.
No, you don't have to sing. Oh, for the love of God. Hold on. Well, no, Sam.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't make this clear. And it's my fault. It's my fault. Okay? We're not looking for anyone to sing. Especially you.
I beg to differ. I think Ken said this morning that singing was fine.
Ken, is that true?
Oh, I was smashed when I was on the air this morning.
Sam, just recite the lyrics. Just, it'll be more fun.
Just recite the lyrics. It's so lame. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I am 16, going on 17. I know that I'm naive. Fellas I meet may tell me I'm sweet. And willingly I believe. I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose. Bachelors and dandies, drinkers of brandies, what do I know of those? Totally unprepared am I to face a world of men. Timid and shy and scared am I of station manager Ken.
Oh, for the love of God.
Got it.
Oh, please.
I got it.
No.
Well, you could have hit the bell, too. But
no, but
didn't.
That wasn't. That was just Sam trying to be as funny as you.
I got the bell first. You could have hit the bell first.
I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
Point for me.
Whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy.
Point
son.
Ken.
You guys are impossible. I don't know how to play this game. I'm trying to follow the rules here.
Yeah, yeah. All we need is someone to just change one word for another word, but not make it as obvious as that.
Oh, I thought you guys would fall for the drinkers of brandies or like buzzing.
Well, because the rhyme was as tight as can be. Now, was that Rodgers and Hammerstein? Sound of Music?
Hammerstein and Rodgers, I think.
Yeah.
Hammerstein.
Right. Yeah.
Stein.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam, the appraiser.
Thanks. You can go to hell.
You can go to hell.
You can all go to hell. Well, that's just a sample of the kind of fun we're going to have.
Yeah. We have 35 minutes to play this game now.
Now, tell me this. You understand psychology,
uh-huh.
You've known me for many years.
Yes.
Explain this to me. Why am I mad at Pam right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? I
tried to talk you out of this idea.
I'm mad at Pam for approving this.
Don't you remember I tried to talk you out of this? I told you that I only had maybe 75% faith in
Here's what I said to myself. If it's really a bad idea, Pam will know.
No, you told me this would be great.
Pam is our backstop. Pam will know. Pam is our safety net.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, it's my wife, Beth.
Are you ready to play Fun Fun Crap?
Yeah. What about you?
Sure, yeah. I am.
Oh, God. Okay, Beth. Now my wife knows. She knows show tunes. Okay.
Oh, no, wait. I've got Little Feet. Is that okay?
I don't know Little Feet.
Well, you know Dixie Chicken.
Yeah, I know that song.
I can do Dixie Chicken. What?
I know Dixie Chicken.
I know her song. Honey, I know the song because I'm married to you. I know you.
What song is it?
She wants to do, I don't know if it's going to be Willin. She likes that song,
no,
Willin.
It's Trouble.
Oh, Trouble.
When your car wouldn't start. So you get real nervous.
Ken doesn't know it. Honey,
out.
That's not fun
now,
for
you're
her.
You're so sad.
I know. Okay, there's no stopping her.
Your shoes don't fit on your feet. You got Trouble.
Trust me, there's no stopping
her.
Oh,
I know that song.
Oh, okay.
That's from The Music Man.
No, you're thinking of
T for
16
Trouble.
Going on 17.
No, Trouble.
I
Honey,
no,
Ken doesn't
word.
Know.
Robert Preston.
Can we hang him now?
It's Robert Preston.
No, it's not Robert Preston. No, that's T for Trouble. Oh, you got Trouble. That's Building a Pool Hall.
Oh, Beth, I'm coming over with 70 or 80 listeners on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything that we can bring?
Could you bring dinner for 70 or 80 people?
Oh, no, you're providing dinner.
Hey, are you going to bring your dog?
Both of them, yeah.
There you go. We got a fenced-in yard.
Oh, my God. And wait. So Hank is coming as Daisy?
No, probably not Daisy.
Okay. All right. We'll be ready.
But 70 or 80 of us will be there. At 2 o'clock?
You come whenever
yeah.
you want, honey.
No, Seder starts at 4 and poker starts at 7:30.
Yes.
You come whenever you get there, Ken. That's when the party starts.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
Oh, sure. You want me to switch it to If I Were a Rich Man?
No, honey, we've had enough. Thank you, though.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, honey.
I love you more. Bye. You're so mean to Beth.
I am?
Yeah, you were mean.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to call her back.
Yeah.
I got to call her and apologize. I was mean?
Yes, you were.
Oh, because I'm trying to. Oh, I'm sorry. The show's not going well. Hold on. I got to call.
Well, if you improved your attitude a little bit, phone number here is 201-2. Put it in front of the mic.
Hey, did you mean to call me?
Yes.
What did I do?
I'm sorry. I feel I was a little short with you.
That's okay. Am I on the radio?
I'm under a lot of pressure. I have to pay I have to pay for Ken and his 70 friends on Saturday.
I love you.
I love you too. I'm really sorry if I cut you off.
Early. I love you more, Beth.
There's no way he can love you more. Okay, love you, honey.
No,
okay, it's not possible. Why would that be possible?
It's very possible.
How could it be possible?
Because you're so unloving.
I know. You know. All right, love you.
Thank you, Beth. That was for me, that I love you at the end there. She has a special way of saying it when she says it to me.
Listen, we joke around a lot here every week. It's fun, and I really look forward to it. Yeah. I really enjoy your company. But seriously, don't ball my wife.
I can't.
Seriously.
Mr. Garcia won't take a break.
It's fun to joke around. We laugh. We always have fun. But don't ball my wife. She's my old lady.
If she'd stop taking sex lessons from Mr. Garcia once in a while, then I might have a chance.
She's taking sex lessons for us.
For all three of us?
No, just for me and her.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
I
believe she's the head of her class. I believe she's the teacher's favorite.
I think he grades on a curve. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thick as a brick.
Oh, right.
Thick as a brick. I don't know that song.
Jethro Tull.
I know it's Jethro Tull, but nobody knows the lyrics to Thick as a Brick.
I was thinking of it because you're talking about really long songs.
Oh. Well, you got to get to it within a minute.
Wait, no, I don't know Thick as a Brick.
Okay. See, this was one of the things I was worried about.
I really don't mind if I sit this one out. Your words but a whisper, my gestures a shout. You may make me feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink.
Your what's in the gutter?
Sperm.
Your
what?
Your sperm's in the gutter?
Yeah, it's the original lyric.
Well, I'm ringing the bell because it shouldn't be the original
lyric. Well, you lose. You lose a point.
Did Ian Anderson write this?
Yes.
Oh, well, then probably. It is sperm. Okay, then it
on
is sperm
leg.
In the gutter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I didn't know he wrote that. That guy was crazy about sperm.
It's my words but a whisper, your deafness a shout, not gestures.
Yeah, exactly, deafness, exactly.
That's how you play the game.
Exactly.
Hand me a pen, because you're not writing down all my points here.
Ian Anderson. Don't get me started on Ian Anderson.
He runs a cat sanctuary now.
Really?
Yeah, or at least as of a couple of years ago.
Good for him.
A cat sanctuary?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And who is the real...
Perfect.
Who is the real Jethro Tull? Wasn't he a...
He was a British agriculturist.
He was one of the all-time great sperm donors of all time.
Well, he helped people get seed into the ground. Better.
Exactly.
Right. That's
you know, whenever there was a natural disaster anywhere in the world, Ian Anderson would be sending them sperm.
What
jars of sperm?
What good is that?
Exactly, Ken. Exactly my question.
Star.
All right.
I used to go to his concerts, and between songs,
thank
I would
you,
scream.
Caller.
I would just yell, "Why the sperm?"
Did he ever answer
nope.
you?
Nope. He just went into aqua lung.
You should have held up a sign like you did at the Neil Young concert. Why the sperm?
Hey, we're going to another concert, you and me, or another show.
That's right. We're seeing Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Some lucky listener.
Yep. In May.
Looking Who are you going to sit next to?
Looking forward to it.
Sit next to me.
Okay. I'll sit next to you.
And then if I'm on the aisle,
uh-huh.
I'm not next to any strangers.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
perfect.
That's
perfect, baby.
Good plan.
Yeah.
You don't like sitting next to strangers?
No.
No, because they might touch you.
Yeah.
Right? By accident? Is that the problem?
Well, by accident is a problem. Touching me not by accident is a bigger problem.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This would be Murphy.
Hi, Morph.
This would
well, you
be
know,
Murphy.
I just got off of a long journey, but I'm not sure I understand the premise, but...
Yeah,
just changing one word in a song. Now,
yeah, and then Ken and I will ring a bell if we recognize the altered lyric. Yes.
Right.
It's a contest.
Oh, this is going to be so obvious. Which I sing to my child when...
Don't sing, don't sing. Don't sing, buddy. Don't sing, buddy.
All we are saying is give beats a chance.
Oh, for the love of God. No, it's not a joke. We're not looking for jokes. This is
I'm not looking
disaster.
For a joke. I thought give you were going to do something. I didn't.
Give
like I
Beats
said, I just
chance.
Came in the door, so I'm a little confused. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt, and I hope
I didn't I mean to interrupt.
I hope
that's the great.
All the soaking.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
oh my
Marv.
God.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope all I right. get. I hope I get the help I need.
That's how I want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Goodbye. That's how I want every call to end going forward.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I didn't mean to interrupt. That's fantastic. That's a polite, well-brought-up listener apologizing for interrupting the flow of the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for thank you for interrupting.
Hey, who's this?
This is Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah,
say
hi,
Seth. Say hi to my pal, Seth.
Yeah.
Say hi to me.
Hi. Hi, Seth.
Say hi, Seth. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, hi, Seth.
Hey. Hi. So I think I can stump you.
Okay. Is it a song we're both familiar with?
I know Ken is. You might be. I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, what is the song?
You know. Well, I can't tell you the name of the song because that would ruin it, but I can tell you who it's by.
Okay.
It's by King Missile.
No. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Andy would have no idea. See, this
There's no such band.
See, this is what I was telling
you. He's going to recite the lyrics of a King Missile song to see if I knew what word has been
yeah,
altered.
See,
That's the show.
The only bands that Andy and I have in common would be Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
The Kinks or The Who.
Yeah, they're good, yeah. Well, I don't even know much of The Who.
The Beatles or The Beach Boys.
Yeah, they're excellent. I can name all four Beatles, by the way.
No, you can't. No way.
I can name most of the Beatles.
No. Well, that would just be three
yeah.
out of four.
Yeah, I do it at parties.
You said you could name all four.
When I was younger, I could name all four.
And
John, Paul, George, drummer.
The drummer has a name. You used to be able to name the drummer?
I used to be able to name them all.
Sucks getting old.
What?
It's actually kind of sweet.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Charles from Massachusetts.
Hey, Charles.
I got a song for you.
Okay, you've altered one word, one key word. We're going to listen to you recite the lyrics, and then we're going to chime in if we recognize the altered lyric. Are you ready?
Are you ready? This is Mother's Little Helper by the Rolling Stones.
Of course, yes.
Perfect. There you go.
What a dragon is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little purple pill.
That pill is not purple, my friends. That pill is yellow.
A yellow pill?
You can ask our caller.
Nembutal?
It is indeed a yellow pill.
Oh, good going,
That's
Andy.
How you do it.
Nice. That was a good round.
That was a great round. Finally, that's like proof of concept.
Finally,
we've proven that the show can work. Thank you very much, caller.
So let's see.
Thank you.
The little yellow pills were Nembutals.
Probably.
So,
you think that's what Mick Jagger was referring to?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember. Was Nembutal?
Does Nembutals calm you down?
Yeah, Nembutals were a barbiturate, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from that song.
Yeah.
I know instead of attending high school, you used to just play that song over and over.
But you would think that Mother's Little Helper would be Methadrine.
Which would be what?
I don't know. I think
which would keep her going.
That's speed.
A stimulant?
Yeah.
Maybe the mother in that case just wanted to kick back and relax.
Maybe, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into.
On the other hand...
Oh, go ahead, Ken. You had your hand up?
Yeah, on the other hand...
Yes?
They're in the UK.
Ah! So a yellow pill might refer to something else.
Might be different than what I remember yellow pills as being during that era. Hi, you're on the air.
Doesn't matter. It so doesn't matter.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's over. It's over, my friend. 32 years. It's over. Ken, it's over.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Hey, would you agree with this? If we don't get a phone call in the next 10 minutes, the show's over. We'll just quit. Would you agree with this? There'll be a new show in this time slot next week. I won't ever come in again. Would you agree? 10 minutes without a call?
Sure.
Okay.
It's now 9:37 exactly.
Okay.
This so we need to make it to 9:47.
You're listening to Andy's retirement party. This could be it.
I do have a bunch of new one-hour shows in the
works. I'm sure you do. Oh, I bet they're great. Tell me which ones would replace us.
Well, there's Nadia.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Nadia's coming in to do a one-hour show this Friday.
Nadia, you're on call. If Uncle Andy doesn't get a call in 9 minutes.
This Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., Nadia's coming in.
Oh, this will be great. I'm really retired. I'm kicking back. And oh, my God.
Let me see. I have a couple of other new one-hour
shows.
Oh,
I bet they're great. Oh, my God.
In the works.
It's an embarrassment of riches. It's an embarrassment of something.
There's a show called Between the Lines.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
With Mrs. Bucci.
Is it like a book club kind of show where people
are
reading?
Kind of. It's
Tell
about,
me about it.
It's about fonts and typography and design.
A show about fonts every Wednesday from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
And it's all yours. You can have it all. Just don't call. Resist the urge to call.
That's Between the Lines with Jackie, who you might already know as Mrs.
Don't give the phone number. Please don't give the phone number.
And
oh, this is going to be great. I really will not come in.
And then we have another new one-hour show.
What could it be?
In the works. It's called Games People Play.
Wow.
With Stu and Sarah.
And will it be sort of like what we tried to do here for a half hour?
Not at all.
Oh, I see. What is it? Is it about board games?
It's about games, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's about games.
Oh, my God, that sounds great, Ken.
Yeah.
You're going to do fine.
Yeah.
You're going to do fine, Ken.
So we have
And I may even listen. What is it, 90-something on the dial?
91.1.
91.1. Yeah. I'm going to listen.
Oh. But we got a call.
No, that's the wrong number.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Chris in Manhattan.
Welcome, Chris. Welcome to the airwaves.
This is kind of a hard challenge, actually.
It is, yeah, I know. Sorry.
Okay, I'm a believer.
Perfect.
Okay, we're ready.
Perfect song.
Okay, Neil Diamond. I love the song. Okay, you ready, Ken?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a believer. I thought love was only true in fairy tale.
Wait, no, you got, wait, you're,
you gotta
you're
speak
fading.
Up. You're fading, so keep your mouth.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And there he goes.
Keep your mouth closed.
He's gone, baby, gone.
No, he's still there.
No, he's gone, my friend.
Are you still there, Chris?
No, he's as gone can be. He's he's a history lesson. He's gone.
Well, he saved the show.
Yeah, he saved the show.
You want to play that game again?
He ruined my life.
You want to play that game
yes!
again? All right.
10 minutes without a call, and I'm quitting.
Okay, we're going to start again at 6:40.
That's all I know.
Exactly.
Our listeners have had enough of me. It's been 32
and
years.
If we can make it 10 minutes without a call.
If you don't call me, don't give the number. Don't give the number.
Then we have three possible one-hour shows that will replace.
They're
us
all
next
great.
Week.
I just from Ken's description.
Games
of them.
People play.
Yes, that sounds good.
With Stu and Sarah.
Oh, wow.
Or Between the Lines with Jackie.
That's about fonts.
Or Nadia Now.
Nadia Now. She's a precocious little. How old is
Nadia.
She now?
She's 11.
She's 11, and but she has a very expansive worldview.
Yes, and this Friday at 6, she's coming in with her best friend, Hendrix.
Yes, and so you can sample the show. It's the future of WFMU. It's in your hands.
And we only have to make it 10 minutes without
a
call.
This would be great. Oh, my God, I really would quit.
And then one of those three shows will replace us next Wednesday.
I'd put my feet up on the rail. I would be
not
reading.
Hi, you're on the air.
It would look like I'm reading a classic book, but inside the classic book, I'd have a graphic novel.
Hi, you're on the air. Oh, it's us.
Well, that doesn't count. That doesn't count as a call.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's there.
America.
Okay, it's the Paul Simon America. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
West Side Story America.
Okay. Song about the bus ride.
Well, it's not just a bus ride, Ken. They pretended each other was a spy.
Yeah.
They had fun on the bus.
I said, be careful. His bow tie is really a camera. Oh, yeah. I'm so funny. I hate Paul Simon.
No, okay. You're obviously not picturing it. Imagine a guy with a bow tie sitting on a bus.
Yeah.
And you turn to your girlfriend. Hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah, okay.
And you say, honey, be very careful. See that guy with the bow tie? I think his bow tie is really a camera.
Oh, you're so clever. I'm so happy I'm with you on this interminable bus ride.
That's Andy and Ken doing as Paul and Kathy Simon.
If only you weren't so short and dumpy.
Hey, we should do this as an off-Broadway play. We should recreate the bus ride. Wait, I've got some real estate here in my bag. He's got like a big bag of dirt. Remember, that's the second line of the song. Yeah. Come on, let's do it as a two-man play off Broadway.
No problem.
Okay,
I'm there.
I want to do it so bad.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Hit us with.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me and.
Oh, this is America from West Side Story.
Leonard Bernstein.
Oh yeah, America. Okay. Well, okay. Stephen Sondheim, he's doing the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. I like everything to be in America.
Everything free in America. Small fee in America.
Wait, what was that last line?
For a small fee in America.
For a small fee.
Yeah, that rings true, yeah.
Buying on credit is so nice. One look at us and they charge twice. I have my own washing machine. What will you have, though, to keep clean? Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac zoom in America. Industry boom in America. 12 in a room in America. Lots of new housing with more space. Lots of doors slamming in our face. I'll get an uptown apartment. Better get rid of your accent.
That all rings true.
Wow.
Maybe there's not 12 in a room. Maybe there's like
eight in a room
or something like that. That's going to be my guess. The number in the room.
Wrong.
What was your contribution to that lyric?
I'll get an uptown apartment.
Oh, I thought that sounded.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Yeah,
Uptown didn't ring true to me. I should
have. Oh, instead of a. Okay, the original lyric was Terrace Apartment.
Well played, my friend.
Thank you.
You beat us both.
Can I take the point, though?
Yes, you can have the point.
I'll never forget that lyric now.
It's 2-2. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. The time is 6:44. If we make it to 6:54.
Yes. Then I'm out of here forever.
Another show will replace us next week and forever.
If we can make it 10 minutes without a call.
Nadia Now, Games People Play, or Between the Lines.
Do you think Nadia is at home hoping no one calls?
Yeah, she has dance class right now. That's why we haven't been hearing from her. But she'll be live on the radio filling in for Bucci this Friday at 6 with her best pal, Hendrix.
And they're going to look at the world from a 12-year-old perspective.
11-year-old.
11-year-old.
Yeah, they want advice on how to survive middle school. That's what they're looking for. What would you tell them, Andy, on how to survive middle school? You barely survived. You're not answering.
I did zone out.
Where did you go?
I actually was thinking about another thing.
What were you thinking about?
I never come in. I have a phone call I have to make at 7 o'clock.
Oh, who do you have to call?
I don't know. Wait, something about Bucci. Middle school.
Tell us what.
I'm embarrassed. You caught me.
Tell us what you were thinking about.
Okay, well, no. You wanted to know what advice I would give to middle schoolers.
To Nadia and Hendrix.
Okay.
Who want to know how to survive middle school.
Okay. If you're in a classroom
and
the teacher is discussing something, make a note, have an interesting question and make a note, and then and only then allow your mind to wander like I just did. Because the teacher's going to call on you the same way Ken just called on me.
Right.
And you should have something to contribute if they do.
Yeah. Also, you can have a notebook and just doodle in it constantly. And then the teacher will think you're taking notes.
Yeah.
One of my DJs successfully got that one over on me. I was talking to him on a regular basis about his show. And I told him to take notes. And he was taking notes.
And then you glanced over his shoulder.
A year into our weekly meetings.
Yes.
I looked at his notes.
Yes.
Not a single word. Just pictures. Just doodles.
You mean like the psycho serial killer in the movie Seven?
Or like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Yeah. He was crazy.
Similar, yes.
What was the name of that DJ?
I'm not saying.
Let's call him.
Can't call him. Oh, we reset the clock. We have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Seth again. I misunderstood the concept earlier. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. But you're you're down with the idea now, right?
I don't know everything Andy has or hasn't listened to. Only he does.
As long as you end this call with sorry about the interruption. I apologize for the interruption. That's the greatest way
to... I'll say that. I'll just say it now so I don't forget.
That's okay. Please do. That makes me so happy. Phone calls live on the radio.
Sorry for that thing I did.
That's okay, Seth.
Thanks. I feel better.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I do have to interrupt you for a second. Ken, this really is a bad show. This is bad.
Yeah, I told you. I told you.
I mean, there's nothing. Hold on, Seth. Seth, I'm talking. Give me a minute. There's nothing redeeming about either the topic or how the topic's playing out. Our banter is not working. Seth, I'm talking. Seth! Seth! Let me talk.
Yeah.
The banter's not. Seth! The banter's not working. Nothing is working. You and I aren't connecting really on any level.
Your mind is...
Seth, will you shut up? For the love of God, by all that's holy, let me talk, man. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm trying. You just keep...
Just hang up on this guy. Just hang up.
Well, he has a song.
He does?
Yeah. Seth,
I think you can get it.
What's your song, Seth?
All right, it's... by CCR. You know CCR?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Credence, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice.
So it goes,
there's a
go around tonight.
There's a bathroom on the right. Ding. No, it should be Bad Moon. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Did he say bathroom?
No, but that's where he was going. Ken, this is not my first rodeo. I've been on the air here for 45 years.
You know that he was going to replace Bad Moon with Bathroom?
Yes, of course he was. And then he was going to giggle that little stupid giggle. You know Seth.
No, I do know Seth. Okay, it's 6:49. If we can make it to 7 o'clock without another call, then...
Then I'm gone for good. I'm gone for good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Guilt-free, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
Guilt-free. No calls.
Right.
No begging me to come back. Oh, Andy, we need to soak you. We have to make our number.
You still have to give me a cartoon for LCD, though.
Oh, I have a cartoon I'll give you.
Great. That's good. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Of course, if you hate the show, don't call, because if we can get to 7 o'clock, then one of three new shows. I had four new shows.
Oh, go ahead, Ken. Tell us.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened to that fourth show?
I had a food show.
Go ahead, yes.
And I had this great guy who's a chef, and he's got
that would have been interesting. A food show on the radio.
A restaurant.
Wow, yes. And then what happened?
And he ghosted me. We had a long talk. I thought he'd be great. He really did seem like he was going to be great. And then... I found a time for him to do on-air tryout.
If you hate being ghosted, you're in for a rough ride, because I'm out of here if there's no calls. I really am. I'm not looking back.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh!
I'm going to keep calling every minute.
Why?
You think I don't want Andy not to do the show? Oh, my God.
Hi, Bethy.
Because Wednesday's your weekly break.
Yeah.
From me.
Did you hear how he talked that last listener?
I know. It was outrageous.
That's my future.
Honey,
Sethy, I'm so sorry.
But no, Bethy, there's something about...
I'm so scared.
Honey, there's something about him you don't know. He's a loser.
No, he's fine.
He's a loser.
No, Seth is our friend.
I think you've hit a new... you're not civil.
Low. A new low.
A new low.
I'm stressed out. I guess I'm a little stressed out.
Man, is he stressed out.
Yeah, you're a little stressed out. So I call every minute. If there's nowhere I'm going to have 10 minutes left.
Well, if I'm stressed out, you know, there's nothing like a tent full of people to that we have to feed on Saturday evening.
Yeah, Bethy, I have to
calm me down.
I have to tell you, I've almost never seen Andy this stressed out.
I know. I think, yeah.
What? Really, I mean, he never got this stressed out over Monk.
Well, I might have. Well, Monk was a while ago. I might have back when it started.
He did when it started. Like when we were dating, it was for those first couple of years.
You know, until it shows on his feet, it's like raising a baby.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he feels so responsible.
I do feel very responsible.
He feels really responsible
to the cast.
He's not sleeping. He's not eating right. He is just. He's like my.
I don't want to let these people down.
Yeah, he's a wreck.
I'm not a wreck. I'm functioning. I'm not a wreck.
You know, I'm a little worried about. So come early on.
Wreck is not the right word.
And calm him down.
I'm fine. Honey, I'm fine. Maybe I should learn to drink.
He's a mess. Yeah, you should try.
I'm not a mess. Well, I'm a professional.
This Saturday.
I'm a professional that can handle the pressure.
But you need Wednesday to release your
steam. To let off steam.
This is your therapy. This
that's
your
why
therapy.
That's why Seth should call every week. That's my scream therapy session. Where's Seth? Hey, Seth, call me back.
When you were screaming Seth, it sounded a little too close to Beth.
No. Oh, honey, no. Oh, that makes me sad. I hope you don't think I yell.
Oh, my God, Beth, you might be right.
Oh, shut up, baby.
Is Seth your replacement for Beth?
No, I don't. I shouldn't have yelled
at you. Did you just say the things to Seth that you've never been able to say to Beth?
You are the worst. No, I love my wife, and I love Seth in his own way.
Understand.
In his own way, I love Seth. Seth is trying his best.
Seth is trying.
No, I'm talking about Seth.
You just said Seth is trying his best.
Seth was dealt a tough hand in life.
Oh, now you said tough hand, but before you said he was trying his best.
No, best. Best.
Beth. But you said Beth.
I did?
Yeah. You said Seth is trying his Beth.
Maybe I'm just tired. Isn't that possible?
Oh, man.
This is the worst.
Just to let listeners know what's going on, you know, Andy's...
Approximately how long do you think this hour has been?
It's been 53 minutes
so
far.
No, that's not true.
Interminable for you.
Interminable, yeah. This has been a five-hour show.
I got to get back to the brisket.
That's my girl.
Oh, my God. Is that the brisket that we're all going to eat on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, there's only 7 minutes left of the show, so I've done my job. You're
right.
Coming back, Andy.
Thank you, Beth.
For the love of God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Uh-oh. Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam. What the hell were you thinking, honey?
I was thinking you have all the greatest ideas, Andy, and you should never listen to Ken.
Thank you. That gets me into trouble sometimes, like, for example, this week.
No, I was trying to talk you out of this show.
Well, Pam is advising me to follow my instinct and to ignore you.
And what did I tell you? I told you that half the time people would call up with a song that you wouldn't know.
We've got to come out. Okay, so next week I'm gone. In 2 weeks, we've got to kick ass. We've got to have a great show.
Yeah, kick ass in 2 weeks.
Can we do that? Why
are you next week done?
It's the spring break for my grandkids, so a lot of us are going on a break. But wait, Pam, would you approve of this if we have a separate phone number and it's a gentleman's club and gentlemen are invited to call that phone number and we would screen them and if they're cool.
Isn't that what the main number is?
Well, yeah, it kind of is the main number. You're exactly right. And if they're cool, we give them a password or we send them a link to our other there's a show that we'll have streaming simultaneously.
Which is our blue show.
Which would be a show where we're cursing and kicking back and being real men.
Man-spreading.
Right, but only for men. We wouldn't give that link or secret password to any women. It's like a gentleman's club. It's like no girls allowed.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the Little Rascals. Didn't the Little Rascals have a He-Man?
The He-Man's Woman Haters Club.
You're
not the Little Rascals, though.
It's our He-Man's Woman Haters Club.
And this is the 21st century.
Oh, Pam.
Exactly.
That's why we love you.
Only if in another week you had a woman's club and they did more than knit.
Well, I would consider that. That might be fun.
But we don't have a woman's show ready to go. We have the men's blue show ready to go.
Yeah, we had recorded that.
I know, but my point is that you would, at some point in the next year, given that I am president and asking you to do it, you would have a woman's show.
Yeah, I'd consider that. And what would the women talk about?
I don't know.
No,
it'd
have to be you and me doing a show just for women.
Okay, we would do that.
We would have to talk about tampons.
Yeah.
And
you know, tampons come in three different sizes.
More than that.
And women's liberation.
Right. Yeah. Women's liberation.
Yeah, women can do anything now. A man can, they can be a stewardess. They can assist a man, you know, like in an operating room. They can be a nurse.
They can be a doctor.
They can be a doctor's assistant. You're exactly right, Ken.
No,
you made a good point.
No, a doctor.
No, women can do anything, Ken.
A surgeon.
What happened to the song thing?
Oh, it was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
It worked twice.
But did you want to play?
It was remember that scene in Castaway where he was trying to light a fire and he just couldn't get it lit?
No.
Welcome to my world.
All I remember is him screaming Wilson after his volleyball floated away.
What you need to do is send out some ringers or send out some seeds to like special people and make them give them money. The money to call in with a song. I don't.
Hey,
I'm
that's
kidding.
A great idea. We should pay callers.
I'm kidding.
Wait, no. Going forward, I'm going to offer.
Sing a song. Do I have to sing the song?
No, you don't have to sing. But wait. No, our show's over. We've given up on that. But going forward, why can't I offer to pay callers $10 a call?
If it's a good call, what if it's a
bad
call?
Yeah, if it's a good call, we're going to do that in 2 weeks. Pam, you're a genius.
Yeah.
$10 a call.
How can I get money to them? I just Venmo them?
Venmo, Zelle, PayPal.
I don't have any of those, but I have Venmo.
You do have Venmo.
Yeah, Beth.
Well, you have PayPal.
Poor Beth.
You've PayPal.
Wait. Yeah, poor Beth. You got that right.
I bet your bank account comes with Zelle. Do you have a Bank of America account?
No.
Well,
if I have PayPal, I can.
Well, we'll figure that out.
No, that's a great idea to pay people for a good call.
Maybe you could have a show where you talk about all the shows that you think you might do and then you don't end up doing.
Maybe that's a good idea. Okay, just humor. That's a great idea, Pam. Where do you get all your ideas, honey? No, I'm going to pay people $10 for per call if they're really good calls.
And who decides if it's a really good call?
Believe me, I'll know. My gut will know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Pam, don't approve that idea.
No, that's
we'll see.
A great idea.
Yeah, I have to see it. I have to approve via email. Yep. So we'll see.
I send Pam an email every...
Wait a minute. That was her suggestion.
Well, no.
Oh, it didn't mean she was serious.
I made no such suggestion.
I love that idea so much. $10 per call if it's a good, positive call that really contributes to the show.
Well, thanks, Pam.
You think our switchboard would light up?
We only have a minute left. It
okay,
might.
Bye.
I don't want to be Venmoing like 20 people, though.
You might have to.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Wait, if we get a call screener, they could take everyone's address. I could just drop $10 bills in the mail,
Nick,
right?
The Bard, we need you. Nick the Bard.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
This is WFMU East Orange.
And this is... Oh, same thing. Yeah,
WMFU Mount Hope.
And this would be... same thing.
In New York City and Rockland
did
County.
You, okay, did you mention
at
Rockland
91.9
FM. No, 91.1.
No, 91.9.
No, 91.1.
No, we're talking about the other one.
What other one?
The ones in New York City and Rockland County.
What the hell are you babbling about now? What are you talking about? It's 91.1.
And thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremiah. You got that right.
This is WFMU.org.
What the hell are you on?
And tune in Friday at 6 for Nadia.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
Can I go home now?
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Well, pip bop bip, pip bop rock. Come on, baby, let's watch that clock. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, now, pip bop bip, bip bop down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. A buck, let's applejack. Come on, honey, let's rock the shack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Bip, bip, I'm down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, ow, oh, ow, ow, ow.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Baby.
Baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above
hey,
me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie? One's on her. She's very pretty. Farmer to me. Farmer to me. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 the bracciata. Oh, no, no, the bracciata. Bracciata. Oh, no, no, the, oh, no, no, the bracciata. Come on, boy. What's the matter? Oh, no, no, the bracciata. One's on her. She's very pretty. Ha, ha, ha. Come under me. Way money, way money. Way money, way money, way money, way money.